This is GIS News. Coming up, ground broken for new cardiac wing at Bustamante Hospital for Children. JCF receives 15 service vehicles to police resort areas, and the National Security Minister calls for increased level of community awareness. Details after the break. Please stay with us.
Call and report and collect the garbage. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA.
Now the news. The waiting time for children in need of cardiac surgery is expected to be reduced with the construction of a new cardiac wing at the Bustamante Hospital for Children. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller broke ground Wednesday for the establishment of the facility, which will cater to children with cardiac ailments. The center will include 10 pediatric intensive care unit beds, a modern laboratory, an operating theater, as well as facilities for the training of medical and nursing personnel.
Beyond the important state-of-the-art facilities is the importance of the impact of this wing on the lives of our children with ailments of the heart. This new cardiac wing will provide an increased number of pediatric intensive care unit beds in Jamaica. With the services of this facility, waiting time for surgery will be reduced. There will also be a decrease in the number of children on waiting lists for surgery.
Construction is facilitated through a $100 million sponsorship from Digicel Jamaica. Sagicor Investments is also assisting with the development of the center through the proceeds of the 2012 and 2013 Sigma corporate run. The ability of the Jamaica Constabulary Force to police the country's main tourist areas has been significantly boosted with the addition of 15 service vehicles. The vehicles were purchased by the Minister of Tourism and Entertainment at a cost of $22.8 million with funds from the Tourism Enhancement Fund. Speaking at the handing over ceremony, Minister of National Security Peter Bunting said if crime is effectively tackled, Jamaica could see the value of its tourism offerings increased dramatically.
As I travel and I go to some tourism destinations, which quite frankly pale in comparison to Jamaica in terms of the product that they have to offer and the natural environment. And yet, when I take up the hotel brochure and look at the rates that those hotels are commanding, it is sometimes twice, sometimes three times what we are receiving in Jamaica. And I know one of the reasons why that occurs is because of the differences in our crime rate.
The cars are to be deployed in Trelawney, St. James, Hanover, Westmoreland, and St. Mary. In the meantime, the National Security Minister is calling for an increased level of community awareness to help prevent occurrences similar to the recent murder of two young children by their father in Trelawney. Minister Bunting says prior intervention of community members could possibly have prevented the regrettable incident.
Let them call you fast or nosy, but we have to take an interest in what is happening in our communities. We have to find a way to intervene. We have to find a way to escalate the attention of these situations to persons who are trained and capable of dealing with it, whether policemen, pastors, social workers, psychologists.
The 33-year-old farmer also committed suicide. Minister Bunting has offered condolences to the families of the victims. And the Students Loan Bureau, SLB, is to receive loans totaling $20 million from the Caribbean Development Bank, the CDB. Cabinet gave their approval on Monday for government to guarantee the loans. Minister of Information Sandra Faulkner says this will allow the SLB to assist more students wishing to pursue higher education.
The number of applications has increased from approximately 6,000 students with a loan request of $1.8 billion in the fiscal year 2007-2008 to over 16,000 students requesting loans amounting to over $14.8 billion in the 2012-2013 fiscal year. Based on this demand and the government's inability to increase the level of support to tertiary institutions, the Students Loan Bureau has sought to replenish its pool of funds by accessing this loan from the Caribbean Development Bank.
In addition to the loans, the CDB has proposed a grant of $175,000. That was GIS News. I'm Anthros Khan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.